Much like with the DOD BRAC process, a panel of experts would be in charge of reviewing the more than 10,000 federal properties agencies have decided they no longer need or can no longer maintain. Then their recommendations would be sent to Congress for an up or down vote. Jeffrey Zients is the Deputy Director for Management in the White House Office of Management and Budget.
For too long, the political interests, the red tape, have gotten in the way, and not enough has gotten done. There's been a culture of inertia. And what the legislation does is it changes this process, takes a proven approach, the BRAC process, applies it to the civilian terrain, and will unlock $15 billion of taxpayer value across 3 years.
The federal government is the nation's biggest landowner by far, with over a million different properties that cost more than $20 billion a year to operate and maintain. The administration claims their proposal would get rid of the three main obstacles for getting rid of the properties agencies don't need. One is red tape. Zients says there are 20 different requirements agencies have to follow when they want to dispose of real estate.
It's all well-intentioned, and in some cases it makes sense. But it doesn't make sense to use the same procedure when selling a small, unused warehouse as when selling a downtown office building. This one-size-fits-all approach has to change.
Then there are political issues. As with military bases, members of Congress aren't always eager to get rid of federal property in their districts. Finally, the administration says, is the question of money.
Ironically, agencies often can't afford to get rid of unneeded property. They can't cover the short-term costs, things like moving expenses and transaction expenses. This often prevents agencies from capturing the obvious ongoing savings from getting rid of a property they don't need.
Zients says their legislation would solve that problem by splitting up the proceeds of any property the government does sell. 60% would go back to the Treasury for deficit reduction purposes. 40% would go back to agencies to reinvest in their existing real estate portfolios, including those short-term property disposal and moving costs. Also yesterday, the administration made public the list of the federal properties agencies have already designated as excess and posted many of them in an online map. You'll find a link on federalnewsradio.com. The list is based on 2009 data, so some of the properties have already been sold or otherwise gotten rid of, but it includes 14,000 federal real estate holdings, ranging from vacant warehouses to half-empty office buildings to lands and roads.
And this is a very important step. Now the public will hold us accountable to sell or get rid of these properties. And the public will also identify other properties in their communities that are not on the excess list, but should be. They should be sold or otherwise disposed of.
Zients says most of the inventory on the list actually has no commercial value, so they'd be better candidates for demolition than for sale. But the government would no longer have to pay for upkeep. And he says the administration thinks the 14,000 they've identified so far are just the tip of the iceberg.
In addition to these 14,000 properties that have already been officially identified as excess, there are thousands of other properties that are underutilized or are no longer mission critical, but haven't yet been officially designated as excess.
In a memo last year, the president told agencies to come up with $3 billion in savings through smarter management of their real estate portfolios, including shutting down data centers, ending expensive leases, and getting rid of excess property. The administration says they're on track to reach that goal. Danny Werfel is OMB's controller.
A specific example of a lease termination occurred at 650 Massachusetts Avenue right here in Washington, D.C. The Department of Homeland Security is the occupant of that building, and by leveraging an aggressive telework policy, they cut the lease space in half. And as a result of doing that, they saved $900,000 a year in that building alone.
And Werfel says agencies are also trying to make sure they aren't doing things that would actually expand the federal government's real estate footprint.
For example, the Social Security Administration canceled the planned opening of 8 new offices, and they did so by figuring out ways to meet their needs within their existing space. And this decision saves roughly $7 million.
There are already some early signs of support for the measure on Capitol Hill. Congressman Jeff Denham, who chairs the House Subcommittee on Public Buildings, said in a statement yesterday that the proposal appears to be a good first step. Senator Tom Carper, who sits on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, also praised the measure. Both Carper and Denham plan to introduce their own legislation, implementing a civilian BRAC process. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.